Hi, my name's Matt Eisenegger from Destination Net Zero magazine. One of the partners for the 2025 CV show. So I suppose welcome to the first in a series of podcasts where we're going to speak to key industry players, exhibitors, and also the people behind the show that make the CV show probably, I suppose, the biggest event on the transport and logistics calendar. Joining me this week is Mike Costain, who's show director. Mike also represents 19 Group, who were the show's delivery partner for this year's event. So hi, Mike. It's a big year for the show this year. 25 years. I think it's going to be a special event. But let's just wind the clock back. 19 Group, we've just nicely got involved with the show. Just tell us a little bit about 19, please.
Yeah, so 19 Group are a private equity-backed media and events business. About 200 strong, running events in the UK, US, Australia, and Singapore, across a number of different sectors. And yeah, most importantly for this call, now involved heavily in the organisation running marketing and selling of the commercial vehicle show. So yeah, all good.
I mean, we mentioned, I mean, obviously it's 25 years. I mean, the first show ran in 2000. Here we are a quarter of a century later on. And obviously the show has, I suppose, been evolving, transitioning to something else. But 25 years, we say it's a biggie. What's going to be good? What's different about it? What can we expect to see that's, you know, sort of big news and a big new style?
Yeah, good question. There's lots of changes going on in the market, and we as an event need to reflect that in the feel, the look, and the shape of the commercial vehicle show in April. So lots of new product launches, light commercial and heavy side, big education program. So government, peer-to-peer learning, big decarbonisation and technical element to the show as well, and hopefully a bit of fun as well. So bringing the sector together and encouraging collaboration, new product launches and education.
I suppose it's really important, and because, you know, I've said it time and time again, just putting the media hat on, that we've probably seen more movement in the market. It's a moving market in the last 5 years than we probably have in the previous 105. And I suppose from the delivery of a show, it's sort of vital that you sort of reflect the mood of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Event organisers have got to reflect what is going on at the present time. So, and from that perspective, you can't look too much into the future. You need to look at the here and now, but you also need to give organisations, the visitor groups, a sense of where this market is going. And from a media perspective, and from an event organiser perspective, change is a good thing because it highlights disruption. To an extent, and an opportunity, and we want to reflect that at the show in April.
I think what's really interesting as well, what we're seeing, again, we're talking about movement in the market, there's lots of new business, whether that be OEMs, you know, original equipment manufacturers, whether that be heavy truck or whether that be light van, light commercial vehicle, moving into this space. And from what I can see, you know, they've obviously embracing the CV show to be part of that sort of rollout of their new venture, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's where the benefit of having longevity comes in. So we've got history there. So new players coming into the market have looked at the CV show over however long whilst they're looking at product development, and have then identified the show as a launch pad for UK sales and the UK market. So we've been really fortunate to see influx of new players coming into the market and using the CV show to launch their to launch their products.
It's quite interesting because without the market getting too fragmented, you know, the size of the market is the size of the market, you know. So just because we've got new players coming into it doesn't mean that the market grows proportionally by that. It's somebody picks up, say, a couple of thousand units sale in the first year, so another group of people are going to have lost that market. So I think from a CV show perspective, you've really got to be in it to win it. You know, it's actually providing the sort of ideal platform to sort of showcase and peddle your wares, isn't it?
Yeah, well, as you said at the start, you know, this is the biggest gathering in the sector. So from a manufacturer's perspective, an OEM's point of view, you should have, you should be there. You should use it as an opportunity to get in front of 15,000 people. You know, there's no better way. We know through the experience of COVID that face-to-face interaction is dead important. And yeah, that's one of the benefits of coming to an event.
I think also, I mean, it's dead easy to get sort of, not say hung up, but think about it from a hardware perspective. What I mean by that, about the vehicles, but there's a lot more going in the area other than the vehicles. I mean, obviously we've got products and support services. We've also got knowledge, and there's an appetite for knowledge as we move into, I suppose, into a new area, a new era of logistics and transport, whether that be heavy truck or whether it be van.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to that piece about the fact that an event should be representative of the market, and the market is changing. You publish Destination Net Zero, and the market is moving. Infrastructure, logistics, the infrastructure of the grid, of energy, etc. You know, that is a shifting. So we want to reflect that at the show. And as you say, the OEMs are really important to this, but there is the wider world that also make up the whole jigsaw puzzle, and we want to reflect that.
I think it's vitally important. I spent quite a lot of time last year at the show talking to the audience, really, to the visitors, and what became very, very apparent was because again, I keep saying the industry is in a area of transition. It's moving into another place, and behind that there is a necessity to learn, a necessity to find out what's coming into the market, and also how you support the products. And but again, the people I was speaking to were using the show as almost like as, I don't mean as a classroom session, but rather than a traditional show where it presents a great networking opportunity, you know, to catch up with friends old and new, and also there's a real sort of appetite to sort of look at the market and find out and learn from who's there.
Yeah,
vitally important.
It is, most definitely. And we've done a whole piece of work here on, and one of the things that we did when we first got involved in this, we went to talk to the market. We used, you know, big event in Hanover. We went to IAA and started talking to people. we've set up an advisory board across both light and heavy, and we've spoken to the key players from a visitor perspective, because they're key to the success of this, and they are driving, they're helping to drive change as well, whether that's on the light side. You know, we've been speaking to, you know, people within BT, within Royal Mail, within Network Rail and the like, or on the heavy side via the RHA, and so this is, you know, it's important that we understand their challenges, their pain points. And yeah, you're right. They use the show to source new products and learn.
I think it's also really important to sort of look at, I mean, obviously the show does this, is look at, we're great at acronyms, aren't we? The SME, the small to medium-sized enterprise and smaller businesses. But, you know, from a, let's just say a plasterer in Preston, he's got one shot to get that vehicle right for him to sort of satisfy his or her needs in what, you know, where they are. You know, they're not a big fleet buyer. They're not buying hundreds and hundreds of vehicles. They're buying one vehicle and probably will go through 5, 6, 7 years with it. So again, it's also there to sort of represent the smaller people as well, isn't it? And the smaller people, the smaller businesses, that whether it be professional trades or even probably wider reaching than that.
Yeah, I think, you know, an event, it probably represents a different opportunity for a different size business. So, you know, the bigger organisations, the corporate organisations, we are doing, you know, planning work for this year, next, and for 5 to 10 years. As you say, the SME is not necessarily hand to mouth, but there's in most cases it's about the here and now, and so yeah, we hope that we are providing an opportunity for that visitor group to come along, learn and touch and feel and look at the new product out there.
Right, let's just talk about the knowledge side of it, because, you know, obviously there's going to be, I'm assuming, well, I'm not saying, I do know that there's opportunities there for, I suppose, movers and shakers in the industry to sort of stand up and, I suppose, talk about industry issues. What's that going to look like?
Yeah, so we've got three stages. one of the stages we're working very closely with the SMMT and the RHA. So that'll be a combination of keynotes and panels, peer-to-peer, government policy, as well as those who are involved in, you know, fleet management or haulage. So the key players driving the market. We've got a decarbonisation stage, which will be a lot of peer-to-peer discussion about product, about direction of travel here in the sector. And then we've got a technical stage, which will look at anything from telematics to fuels and everything in between. Mm. So yeah, there's lots of opportunity, and actually even now, you know, if there are people out there who are interested in talking about their experiences within either light or heavy, then we'd be interested in talking to them.
Yeah, I mean, just to echo that point, I mean, I've been to lots and lots of these events with speakers from all walks of life and all corners of our industry. And I think probably one of the most important, well, elements is to reflect what's, I suppose, happening operationally. So you say vehicle operators will learn from their peers. They want to listen to people that are on the journey, probably a little bit further down the road,
yep,
and will, you know, speak honestly and frankly about the good things that the, you know, that have happened to them in the decarbonisation is one subject to talk about, where, you know, it's very, very easy to make some big mistakes and, you know, cost yourself a lot of money. And if you can learn from that, then the purpose of the show is just, it's done and dusted there, isn't it? It's all, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it is. I think, you know, I would also say that, you know, not everyone is on that journey yet. And as you said, you've got to start, you know, everyone, it might not be part of their, you know, the challenge that is facing them in 2025, but it might come around in 26. So, you know, come to the show, learn, and you can build knowledge for whether it's for now or in 5 years' time. So that is important.
But I think the people as well, aren't there? The people important. You know, if there's any element of their, I mean, there's lots and lots of issues in all elements of the professional world, and things like people's well-being is also there. We're in a very, very diverse industry as well, and I think also that will be reflected in, I suppose, the show as well.
Yeah, no, it will be. Again, it goes back to that piece about reflecting the market and putting the jigsaw puzzle together of what the key issues are. You know, skills, diversity, health, well-being, security, and there's a whole load of things here that are really important to both the haulage and the light commercial sector. I mean, even yesterday, you know, we saw in Parliament the big tool theft demo going on. Around security and around and mainly on light commercial products, but you know this is real, and we need to reflect that in the show. We need to make people need to be able to walk away and people think that they've learned something and they've gained some knowledge.
Yeah, that's a key thing, isn't it? You know, if you walk away, you know, and again, it's sort of packaging it in such a way that the operator, whether it be van, whether it be truck, can walk away feeling better informed about what's going on in the marketplace. That's all it is, isn't it? You know, and again, from an exhibitor perspective, engagement, you know, listening to the people, bringing the audience and bringing the market to them. It's all big ticks in boxes, isn't it?
Well, it is very much. I mean, all this is quite serious, and you know, it's business. At the same time, the other thing that we do want to bring to the show, and the 19 group bring this to all their events, whatever sector they're in, whether it's really sort of high level counterterrorism or security, or it's for those involved in heating or plumbing or whatever it may be, we want to also bring a bit of life to these events and a bit of fun. So you go to these events, you're going to learn, you're going to meet people that you saw last year. You're going to meet new people. You're going to have a load of educational takeaways, but you're also going to enjoy it, and that is important. So yeah,
I think as well. I mean, I've been lucky enough to travel to lots and lots of events all over the world. You know, and I think ultimately, you know, you are there as a visitor, but I think if there's an element of entertainment and you come away from that having one day or 2 days at an event where you've come away, you've got the knowledge you've made the relationships you need to do, but you've come in away and you get back in that car or on the train or on the plane, you think that was a good couple of days, or that was a really, really good day. I enjoyed it.
Exactly. And that is important. And event organisers sometimes forget that. It's all about the delivery. It's all about the nuts and bolts. But actually, whether you're a 49-year-old man from Lancashire, like I am, or whatever you are, whatever age you want to go to something like this and you want to enjoy it. You want to learn. You want to feel like it's a good use of your time. But you, as you said, you want to leave and you think, yeah, I enjoyed that. That was fun. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we should reflect that in the event.
It's a pivotal year. I mean, 19 Group coming on board for the 25th show, 25 years, Silver Jubilee, whichever you want to call it. Have we got anything that you can tell us about what you're going to be doing? You know, are you going to make a big show of it? The fact that, you know, we're a quarter of a century young?
Yeah, no, very much so. Well, if you're 25 years old, I remember my parents having a 25th wedding anniversary and I was... I don't know how old I was. And that was quite fun. But yeah, there'll be a 25th anniversary party. Of course there will be. And everyone's welcome.
Yeah, excellent. I suppose as well, it's, you know, again, it's just catching the mood of that moment. And it's just being able to deliver a show that, that's ticks all the boxes for everybody in the industry, whether you're big fleet size, whether you're small fleet size, you know, whether you're interested in fuels, whether you're interested in decarbonisation. It really is sort of just all there. But the one thing I was going to say, and this is the one thing the CV show has been known for in its previous years, is sort of parliamentary engagement and ministerial engagement and things like that. But I mean, I did a podcast with Richard Smith from the Road Haulage Association last year. And the one thing that the show does offer, and I'm sure will continue to offer, is obviously there's that piece of engagement with Parliament, but being able to go and speak, you know, almost lobby the cause, lobby the industry, wave the flag. You know, I think there's a lot potential around that as well, isn't there?
There is, actually. And it's a really good point. When we were putting the advisory council together, one of the guys on that group said, "What's the USP here? What's the USP of the CV show?" I'm not sure there's one USP, but that is one thing that has the history and will continue to flow through the event is that government policy piece. And that is that's a reflection of the good work that the RHA and the SMMT have done and will continue to do. And we'll 19 Group will invest in this event over the course of the next 5 years. We've got big plans for it this year, and they will continue to grow and develop. And it is all about investment. It's investment with people, investment in the event, and going to talk to the market. And yeah, there's a lot of change. We've got to reflect that.
Yeah, I think also, I mean, you just said something very, not telling there, but very interesting, the fact that this forms part of a five-year plan, and it's been a five-year growth plan. Again, moving at the same speed of the industry as well, though probably sometimes moving ahead of the industry, because that's really what people want to see, isn't it? You know, they want to know what they can buy, look at now, but really where the industry is going. I was speaking to... one of my colleagues from a vehicle manufacturer a couple of weeks ago, and he made a really, really, I suppose, a nice point. And he was saying he sees the CV show as almost being the Geneva Motor Show. Now, for anybody that knows about the sort of automotive industry, the Geneva Motor Show used to be the place where the vehicle manufacturers had showcased their future technologies, their prototypes, things that were coming into the market in a few years' time. And I think that's a really, really nice accolade, that.
It really is, I mean, we're delighted to have been provided with the opportunity of getting involved in this event. As you've said, it's got the history. It needs some further investment, which we've put into the event. The visitor numbers where we're tracking looking fantastic. The amount of new launches that are going to go on at the show is testament to the ever changing base of the market. So yeah. Looking forward to April.
I think it's interesting as well, you know, as I said, I know we've already touched on the point, but these new, I don't like the term disruptor, I don't like that, but we, you know, the industry does seem to call these new businesses entering the market as the disruptors. But I mean, when we look at who's attending, particularly exhibiting, you know, they are a lot of them well-established businesses going into a new area. But the fact that they're holding the CV show in high regard, to be able to give the sort of first UK showing, and in some instances, probably the first global showing of new product. I think it's great.
The UK should host something of scale, of significance in this market. CV show, you know, should be that place. And we will, as I said, we'll continue to develop, we'll continue to invest, and we'll provide the industry with something that it values.
Yeah, bit of a silly question, but I'm going to ask it. But if we were just sort of put a couple of lines together, why attend? Why should the Preston plasterer or whoever it is get in the car or get on the train to come down and see what's going on if they've never been to the CV show before?
They're going to see new products that will be exactly right for them and their business. They'll be able to listen to government policy and their peer-to-peers chat. They'll be able to get involved in some technical discussions, and they should be able to have a good time. So they'll walk away, as we've said, with knowledge about what's going on now, what's going on in 2 years' time, and they'll enjoy themselves. So yeah, it's not to be missed, really.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I mean, I know it's a show that's constantly moving. And just for the purpose of the podcast and me being sad, I was looking at the other day, in the 25 years that this show's been in existence, I've missed 3 days of it over a 25-year period. So I've seen, where the show started. I've been long enough around the industry to know the sort of morals and principles and protocols that were put in place for that show to start and how the thing sort of moved. And I mean, you know, you're using your show experience. I would imagine running an event for 25 years is a success story in its own right, isn't it? Because, you were seeing them. These events come, they run, they grow, then they fizzle out, and then, and somebody fills that space.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it is a feat for something like this to have legs. I think you should get a prize for going to all but 3 days of the 25.
Do I get a badge?
25. I think you should do.
Get a lapel badge.
Yeah, exactly. We will arrange that for you, Matthew. But yeah, you're right. Longevity, it doesn't always come through in events. This has got it, and we'll continue, and the history will continue.
I suppose you can. I mean, again, from an events organizer's angle, it would be dead easy just to keep repeating, and that's not what it's about, is it? You know, it is really being able to give something new. And you want people to come back the following year and go, wow, this is different to last year. And then the year after that's even changed again.
Yeah,
having a constant theme through it, but, you always want to sort of feel refreshed and invigorated when you leave the show, don't you?
You know, you do. I mean, human nature says that we like consistency, because people don't like too much change. So an event organizer has got to continue to change the makeup, the feel, the look, but not too much, because you need comfort as a visitor. So we'll reflect that. It's important. It's like going to a party. You don't want to go to the same party for 5 years and it gets boring. So it's got to evolve, but it's not going to change too much. So we'll get the balance right. We like doing this. This is what we do. We enjoy doing it, and we will put on an event for the sector that people will value.
Remind us of the dates, Mike.
Yeah, so it's 29th and 30th of April and the 1st of May at the NEC. Opens at 9:30 every day. And we'll see you there.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thank you. All right, take care.